Okay, we're doing the top 10 animal attack horror movies. I'm joined by Horror Stream Live. The article's on his website.
Hello. Again, my name is Gary. I'm from the Horror Stream Live, which is a podcast that's on hold at the moment. And Agent oftentimes co-hosts the podcast on, the Horror Stream Live. So he's asked me to co-host for him on his channel the top 10 animal attack horror movies. And we all love a good animal attack horror movie, and I'm certainly no exception. And so I'm happy to join Agent in tackling his top 10 favorite animal attack horror movies. So
Animal
take it away.
attack is a subgenre of horror in which some type of wild animal attacks and kills a group of humans. These are my top 10 favorites.
So off the top of my head, what are mine? Well, Jaws. I also loved Orca. A lot of people say that it's a terrible ripoff.
I haven't seen Orca.
A lot of people say that it's a terrible knockoff, but I think it's really good. Razorback. I'm sure I've seen that recently. Is really good. And Agent and I just saw one last night together.
Crawl. That one was really good. In fact, the song in the end credits was so fantastic. I might even put it in my top 10 horror movie soundtracks just because of that song.
Yeah, that was what did they play? After Crawl, which is a movie about alligators invading to a father and a daughter in a crawl space. That's what where the crawl space under the house during a flood, and the alligators get in and they have to try to survive. Anyway, what was it? See you later, alligator. The 1950 song. After a while, crocodile.
Yeah, that went with that movie so perfectly.
Yeah, it was a pretty hilarious ending to that film. And again, it was literally the heroic pose at the end of the film, like tension right up to the end, and then a heroic pose, and then they went straight into that song. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so. Yeah, I guess everybody knows about Jaws, and there's lots of others. And I will say this, CGI, I generally do not like, but this is one of those genres or subgenres of horror that it has actually enabled this subgenre to shine. Jaws was kind of a mistake, but it was excellent and done very well. Every other sort of animal attack movie after that kind of sucked. And they kind of sucked for decades until CGI got good and was able to sort of, they started making good movies again. So CGI in this subgenre of horror has actually been a real benefit because there's been quite a few modern animal attack horror movies that have been really good. So anyway, take it away, number 10.
Alligator from 1980. A baby alligator is flushed down a toilet and survives by eating discarded lab animals that have been injected with growth hormones. The now gigantic animal escapes the city sewers and goes on a rampage, pursued by a cop and a big game hunter.
Oh God, that sounds fantastic. So let's check out the trailer from 1980.
It lives 50 feet. beneath the streets. It's 36 feet long. It weighs over 2,000 pounds. And it's about to break out.
We're looking at the one who saw it. And it was big.
You said it was dark. Now, perhaps you're mistaken. An alligator half that size would starve in a week. No! Kept coming up with some garbage about alligators in the sewer.
Alligators in the sewer?
Once it escaped, there was no way to stop it.
Movie voice.
Yep.
The safety of the public.
I miss that guy.
It could be anywhere.
There he is.
Ready to attack at any moment.
Now, I've seen what this animal can do. You'd better take all the help you can get.
Believed it. Now, no one will forget. Alligator.
Oh, that looked fantastic.
It was.
Yeah, I'd love to see that one. So all practical. Even the superimposed, it's still practical. Actually, I think that was probably that one full shot of the alligator. I think that was probably a real alligator walking on a green screen or something. And then they just superimposed the background of the sewer on it. But anyways, it was all real. And there's something, okay, even though I was talking about CGI in this subgenre, practical can still be really great. And I don't know, sometimes you kind of don't care if it's they do some imperfect things or, you know, whatever in the movie. If it's practical, I can excuse more. But when I see bad CGI, it just kind of, it's just like, it doesn't seem as okay. But anyway, that looked really, really good.
And it was.
I should have seen that one, but I don't know how. I haven't seen that one yet, and it looks like this next one I haven't seen yet either.
Yep. Number 9, Grizzly Rage. After accidentally killing a bear cub while celebrating graduation in the woods, four teens become the target of a seemingly unstoppable grizzly.
Okay, so this is a foreign film?
No, the trailer for some reason was foreign, but it was in English, the movie. And I'm sure the trailer is too. They just had the title and added some foreign subtitles onto it for whatever reason.
Okay, let's check it out.
Before heading their separate ways,
okay. Shotgun.
Four close friends.
We make the rules, so I'm in, baby.
Yeah!
We'll take one final road trip together. Until one wrong turn.
Dude, look up!
Will change everything.
Nobody knows that we're out here. You know that, right? You know what the only way out of here is? On our own 2 feet.
And lead them all to a terrifying discovery that should have been left alone. True terror will stop at nothing to catch its prey.
So your number nine appears to be some low budget modern fun.
Yeah.
So there you go. Grizzly Rage. So what next do you have for us?
Number eight, Jaws. When the seaside community of Amity finds itself under attack by a dangerous great white shark, the town's chief of police, a young marine biologist, and a grizzled hunter embark on a desperate quest to destroy the beast before it strikes again.
So this is shocking to probably most people that Jaws is this far down on the list. Why is it so low on your list?
Because there's a lot more that I enjoyed more.
Okay. So let's check out the trailer. And I got more questions for you after.
Shark, we've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Shark! Yeah, they're all gonna die.
All about him!
This shark?
He's got lifeless eyes. Black eye, like a doll's eye.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
So that's a modern trailer for an older movie. Why so low?
Like I said, it's just because there are others that I liked a little bit more. That's pretty much the only reason it's low.
Okay. So, I don't even know what to say. Let's check out the rest of your, maybe I'll come back to this later on and ask you some questions after I see what you put above it. So, what do you got for number seven?
Lake Placid. When a man is eaten alive by an unknown creature, the local game warden teams up with a paleontologist from New York to find the beast, add to the mix an eccentric philanthropist with a penchant for crocs, and here we go. The quiet, remote lake is suddenly the focus of an intense search for a crocodile with a taste for live animals and people.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
It has existed since prehistoric times. It was worshipped by primitive cultures. It can kill a man with one crushing bite.
We heard a man was bit in half.
Any recent bear attacks?
Bears don't attack people underwater.
Probably a fever then.
What was that?
Whatever's out there, he shot with this, he's dead.
Oh no.
Sheriff.
How many deputies you got?
You came here to help you find it.
We can't let him kill it.
Experience a few parts mystery.
Do you have any theories why he's here?
Honestly, I don't know.
And a few parts missing.
It's a human toe.
Is this the man who was killed?
He seemed taller.
Oh my God.
Pullman.
Shoot him!
No!
How much of a wacko is this guy?
Bridget Fonda.
Watch out!
Mother!
Oliver Platt.
Maybe he swam back up!
Maybe not.
I just have this feeling everything's totally safe.
This summer, the Earth's oldest creature has just found a new home.
Hurry up! Whitney! Go under!
Lake Placid.
A couple of things here. I'm understanding. I just saw this movie, like literally this year, for the first time. I always skipped it for some reason. I don't know exactly why, but I understand your reasoning now, at least according to these two. Lake Placid was more fun, at least to me, and I think maybe to you too, was more fun than Jaws. I would say that Jaws is the better movie, but Lake Placid was kind of more fun.
Yeah.
And certainly more modern.
There's also a bunch of sequels to Lake Placid that I liked, one of which is actually a crossover with my number six.
Right. Okay, so let's get to number six.
Number six is Anaconda. A National Geographic film crew is taken hostage by an insane hunter who takes them along on his quest to capture the world's largest and deadliest snake.
Yeah, I remember having a lot of fun with this one, too. There wasn't a lot of fun to be had with Jaws. It was just a good kind of scary movie. A very, you know... But yeah, these future ones, especially, you're getting an example of good CGI. And yeah, let's check it out. Anaconda.
All right, everybody, double check your gear. Make sure it's all on board. Pray you didn't forget your bug spray.
On the rivers of the Amazon.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
Moving high points. This river can kill you in a thousand ways.
In the waters of the Anaconda.
There's a legend. Yashama worship giant snakes as gods, protectors.
Snakes?
No matter what you see.
This skin is 3 or 4 years old. Whatever shed it has grown since then.
No matter what you hear.
What was that?
There's something down there.
That's right.
No, I really mean it.
I really mean it too.
Faster, come on!
No matter what you do.
Oh my God. He's not breathing.
No!
TriStar Pictures invites you on a journey into the grip of fear. Anaconda.
Yeah, I remember seeing that back in the day. I had a lot of fun.
Yep, and one of the sequels to Anaconda was a crossover with Lake Placid. There is a Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
Lake Placid? That's what they named the movie?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, that's kind of a weird title.
Yeah.
But, who would I, okay, don't tell me and don't tell anybody, but who do I think would win between the Lake Placid size gator versus Anaconda's size anaconda? I actually think probably the Lake Placid. Don't answer that. You have to check that one out on your own.
Yeah, check it out on your own. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Okay, But my vote is for Lake Placid is going to be the winner on that one. But that's a weird sort of crossover. Did the same production company make both of them?
Yep.
Okay, well, that explains it. They didn't have any IP issues to deal with. Okay, next, Piranha.
Yeah, Piranha 3DD. After the events at Lake Victoria, the prehistoric school of bloodthirsty piranhas make their way into swimming pools, plumbing, and a newly opened water park.
Okay, let's check out this trailer.
Let's party!
In the world's wildest water park, the party has never been hotter.
Replace our old lifeguards with strippers.
Water certified strippers.
And the guests have never been hungrier.
Mommy, I got bit. It was a piranha.
It was not a piranha. We think they're back.
These piranha spent eons in underground lakes, rivers. So fish can become confused and try to enter man-made drainage systems.
Is that you? Ow! Whatever it is, I don't like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most famous lifeguard of all time.
Let's all get wet and wild!
There's something in the water!
Just when you thought it was safe.
People are dying! Do something!
To put your 3D glasses back on.
First of all, I'm not a lifeguard. Never was. Secondly, that is what natural selection's all about.
It's double the action.
Something's wrong with me.
What did you do to them?
Double the terror. And double the D's.
Bring me my legs.
Piranha 3DD.
The reason this movie is high, by the way, are David Hasselhoff's character and Christopher Lloyd's character.
You missed one. The very first cameo, I just showed you a movie called Phantasm, right?
Yeah, and it had the starring character from that in it as well.
One of them, yeah. The guy who was Reggie, he was driving the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in there too. So you probably didn't know that.
Yep, not when I watched that one.
Yeah. There was a lot of interesting cameos. So this is just about fun and boobs. And don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, don't take that one too seriously. It's more of a horror comedy, and it is really fun.
And I haven't seen it yet. But, you know, it looks like a lot of fun. So check it out. Okay, what do you got for number four?
The Hive. From 2008, when ants displaying never-before-seen behavior seize an island, the controversial Thorax team is called in to stop the massive threat, only to discover that the ants are controlled by something beyond this world.
Weird. Okay, so the Thorax team?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bit weird. If you don't know, do you know what a thorax is?
Yeah, it's basically a bug butt, to put it simply.
Okay, there you go. I don't know about the butt part, but I know it's like part of the bug.
Yep.
Anyway, so let's check out the trailer. 2008.
One of Earth's smallest creatures is about to become deadliest.
There are millions.
Move on.
God.
No. You hired the right guys. We're gonna get this done.
Two scientists.
Your thesis was correct.
Must uncover the truth.
Speculating about mass intelligence in insect swarms, it's not exactly mainstream stuff.
And exterminate them.
Every time we hit them with something, they just get smarter.
What is that?
Before they exterminate us.
What is it? A new swarm on Bantam.
Let's go!
All military personnel, assemble, please!
They were studying me.
I say we go in and nuke them.
I've never seen ant behavior like this before.
Cruelty, deception. Evolution doesn't just spawn that stuff.
They laid a trap for us. We walked right into it. Ah!
They want to communicate with us.
She's right. They want the Cylon.
It's time to end it with these clever words.
The Hive.
Okay, a modern, low-budget, fun movie, The yep. Hive. It's interesting, when I was watching that trailer, I was thinking, oh, so animal, to you, an animal attack movie could mean a number of things.
Yep, any type of animal, whether it's insects, spiders, sharks, crocodiles, bears, any type of animal attack.
Does it have to be a real animal?
Yes.
Or could it be fictional?
It has to be a real animal.
What about an animal from a different planet?
That wouldn't count. That would be more alien.
Okay. So, one of my favorite, Jaws, Orca, but another one of my favorite, I'm just wondering if it's going to be on your list, is Arachnophobia. Would you put that one in there?
Nope, I didn't put it on this list. But it is a good
it
one.
Count? Would it count?
Yes, it would count.
And what about Eight-Legged Freaks?
That one would also count if it's spiders.
Okay, and it's giant spiders, though. But they're all mutated.
Yep, that would count.
The Blob would not count, right?
Nope, because the Blob is an alien.
Right. Okay. Okay, so let's check out number 3.
47 meters down, uncaged. 4 teenage girls go on a diving adventure to explore a submerged Mayan city. Once inside, their rush of excitement turns into a jolt of terror as they discover the sunken ruins are a hunting ground for deadly great white sharks. With their air supply steadily dwindling, the friends must navigate the underwater labyrinth of claustrophobic caves and eerie tunnels in search of a way out of their watery hell.
I have not seen any of these 47 meters down movies yet. Still on my to-watch list. So let's check this trailer out.
Hey, I almost forgot to show you guys what I found this morning.
See great white sharks in their natural habitat?
It's awesome.
This is for tourists. You really want to spend all day on a boat?
I am going to take you to a place that no tourist would ever find in a million years.
How did you even find out about this place?
Let's go.
Okay, turn your lights on.
Sasha, you could barely get your ass through there.
Well, at least I have an ass.
The entrance is just at the bottom of the steps. You guys ready for this?
Oh,
this place is insane. What is that?
It's an emergency alarm.
Can you feel that?
Karin! I'm slipping! Help! No! What are we gonna do? You have choice. You have to go back down.
What are you gonna do?
I get a lot of the Descent vibes from that.
Yeah, it was really good, and it had a lot of good jump scares because they were in the cave.
Yeah. So, once again, I would say the same thing about The Descent as this one. Once you can get past the unrealistic idea that women would be going scuba diving alone like this, then it can be an interesting movie. Just like spelunking in The Descent. There would never... Actually, was there men that went? No, it was just women, right?
In The Descent, yeah, it was just women.
And here?
Here there were actually men in the cave too, but they were part of a different diving group.
Okay, so, but I saw four women playing in bikinis, and then those four women went diving?
Yep.
But then they met up with some men who were diving?
Yep.
Okay. So, again, women, if you were a good diver, if you were a smart female diver, then you would never go do something like that without a man. If you were a good female spelunker, which, by the way, are very rare and far and few between, but if you were, you would never go without a man. Because men are way stronger, and that is what's necessary in these extreme things. This is just silly feminism that sort of pushes that women are fantasizing about being just as good as every man. But if a woman ever got good at scuba diving, she would know that she needs a man there too. Because when shit goes down, which it often does go down, you need a man to sort of lean on. But whatever. Today's feminist propaganda just says women can do everything that men can do even better. But anyway, yeah. But oftentimes in these movies, once you can get past that little bit of propaganda, that silliness, then it can be a good movie.
Yeah.
And that one looked like it was a good movie. And yep. Same thing with The Descent. I really liked The Descent a lot. But it's just that opening concept, you know, the whole thing of women going cave diving together without a man. Yeah, that would never happen. But anyway, that's modern feminist propaganda. So anyway, yeah, it looks good. So this is the sequel. To write 47 meters down?
Yep, except there's no real connection between the two, just the name.
And the it's a smaller movie house that makes them. I do know that. So that's kind of a positive. I like to promote the little guys wherever possible. But anyway, so what do you got for number two?
Kingdom of the Spiders. Investigating the mysterious deaths of a number of farm animals, Bett Rack Hansen discovers that his town lies in the path of hordes of migrating tarantulas. Before he can take action, the streets are overrun by killer spiders, trapping a small group of townsfolk in a remote hotel.
Oof. I am not a fan of spiders. So let's check out this trailer from 77.
An unknown species of horror is born as science fiction becomes science fact.
If you find any problems out there at the Golden Place, just keep it to yourself.
So with Colby's, he's found another 20 or 30 hills just like the one we burned.
I mean, this right here is scientific phenomenon. As you know, all species of megalomorphs are cannibalistic. If you put them together, they'll kill each other off. They just don't colonize like ants or bees do.
An army of deadly predators, searching, destroying anything in their path. Why did they come? What do they want? In the tradition of the great science fiction thrillers, Dimension Pictures presents Kingdom of the Spiders, starring William Shatner, Tiffany Bowling, Woody Strode, and introducing Altavis Davis.
Spiders in this area have organized themselves into an aggressive army.
I've never seen anything like it.
One minute they weren't there, and the next minute they were everywhere.
Jump, atta girl!
Listen, there's thousands of them out there. We'll never make it.
Why haven't we heard from the sheriff? He must know we're trapped in here.
I'm telling you, I don't think we should chance it.
Your nightmares will never be the same. Kingdom of the Spiders. The next victim could be you.
Lots of spiders were injured during the making of this movie.
Most likely. And the reason this is number two, there's two reasons, and they both put this on two other of my top 10 lists, which I will make eventually. Top 10 William Shatner roles, because William Shatner's character in this is one of his best, even better than Kirk.
Wow. Better than Kirk.
Yep.
You sure? Even in the movies?
Yep.
Hmm.
And the second reason would be the top 10 horror movie soundtracks, because there's a song at the beginning of this movie that is just fantastic.
Wow. Okay. So Kingdom of the Spiders, that's one that's on my to watch list. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I love those initial Star Trek movies. Like they were just out of this world. And for you to say that Kirk is better or William Shatner is better in this than those, that's high praise. Okay, got to check it out, Kingdom of the Spiders. And number one.
Blood Lake, Attack of the Killer Lampreys. After chomping through the fish population, thousands of starved lampreys begin attacking the citizens of a sleepy lake town, and the community scrambles to stay alive.
Okay, check out the trailer.
The lamprey population in this river is way above normal.
Just call me Mayor. I can't afford to lose any tourists.
Mayor, we have to close the lake now.
Oh my God.
These lampreys are hungry and they're dangerous.
You get this done in 2 days.
These lampreys are stronger and more aggressive than any other I've ever seen.
The reason that is number one, well, there's two. Christopher Lloyd's performance in this, and there is one very fantastic death scene, which I will not spoil for anyone.
Okay. For some reason, I think I've seen this one, but I'm not 100% sure. It looks like a Jaws ripoff. Right?
It is. It's just like a fun B-horror Jaws ripoff with blood-sucking eels instead of a shark.
There is so many Jaws ripoffs. Like, Jaws set the stage, and then so many just kind of ripped it off and did their thing. And you could say, and I don't think, like, there's an argument to be made that sequels are a ripoff. They're ripping off the original, too. But anyway, yeah, anytime I see a mayor doing his thing. So I've learned something about you, Agent. You're not necessarily, well, first of all, you don't follow the crowd.
Nope. I like what I like.
And you're more interested in things that you have fun with.
Yep.
Than things that would be considered high quality. Right?
Yeah, movies are supposed to be fun.
Yeah. So that's what I got from this. And that's why Jaws is so far down on the list. It's still good and fun, but there's more fun things to watch.
Yep.
In the same subgenre. And that's why you put those above Jaws.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good to know. And so it would always make your lists kind of unique and interesting, because so many people's lists are kind of the same, right?
Yeah.
And it gets kind of boring. Whereas your lists are going to always be interesting because they're not kind of standard, and you've got your sort of own unique spin on things. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't have anything else to add to your top 10 animal attack.
I'm actually thinking of doing another set of top 10s for animal attack, except these ones would focus on each animal. Like, one would just be top 10 sharks, top 10 piranha, top 10 spider, top 10 insect,
right,
top 10 snake, because there's a bunch of different animal attack movies and quite a few fun ones, so I might actually do more, but the more would be like each animal individually instead of all mixed up like this one was.
Right. Okay, well, have fun with that, because that'll be a lot of work, and you'd really have to, like, they have created so many weird-ass things, like Octo Shark and the Two-Headed Shark, and all of these types of, you know, sort of
Shark Kansas Women's Prison Massacre.
Sure.
Yeah, that's another one that was weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of that on, you know, low budget, ultra CGI animal attack flicks. Shark, raptor shark, and so on. So anyway, good luck with that. Thank you for having me. And there's nothing to agree with or disagree with here, because it's your personal choices. The only reason I brought up Jaws is as a conversation piece. But yeah, what would mine? I think I would. I really like Eight-Legged Freaks and not Anaconda, Arachnophobia. And they're both horror comedies, interesting enough. And about spiders. Spiders really get me. It's probably why I haven't seen Kingdom of the Spiders yet.
Yeah, you know what's fun? Real spiders do not scare me, and movie spiders do not scare me. But video game spiders do.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, for some weird reason, I am terrified of video game spiders.
Well, there you go. Well, anyway, Agent, thank you very much for having me. And I guess I'll see you later, and we'll see you in the video, maybe.
Yep. And this is John D. Hyena, Agent of Social Media Chaos, signing off. Yeah.